Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, how you doing? This is Taino Radio right here, straight up. This is Stanak Audi here in Lenny Lenape territory here on Monday, July 27th. It's a beautiful cloudy day, or I should say night. And check this out. This is so cool. You know why? Because it's Monday night. You know what that means, right?
What's that?
Scared, you're home now in Taino Radio. You know why? Because it's Spooky Lou, paranormal show. Spooky Lou, what's up? Are you there?
What's going on? You made me laugh. You're like, don't be scared. It's okay. It's okay. It's just Spooky Lou. Don't worry about it. I'll tickle you. What's going
on, man?
Everything.
Yo, let me tell you something. I'm happy I'm back, man. Last week we were kind of had to cancel some shows, you know, but we're going to kick it off this week with the Spooky Lou. Huh?
Oh, what happened last week? I had no idea. There were issues going on?
Well, we did a show with Natalie. We did the Taino study hour. So it was good. We did good with that one. And wasn't feeling well, so kind of shut down for the week. But we're back. We're back. The DNA, the DNA show is coming back. Yeah, the DNA show is coming back. Wait a minute, hold on. Speaking of DNA, your cohort is there. Her name is Creepy Steph.
Hey, Sanakori.
You know what I thought you just said right now? You know what I just thought you just said? Cold horse. That's what you just said.
Home court, what?
I'm going to rewind that. Because he didn't say co-host, he said co-horse.
Yeah, he said cohort, right? That's what I heard. I heard
cohort.
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 Yeah, that's the cohort.
Wait, it's a family show. What's going on
here?
Listen
here, paranormal pretty boy. Cut it out.
Yeah, right.
What are the mountains in the background?
Oh, man, it's getting rainy out here.
Really?
I'm sorry, Steph. I didn't mean to steal your thunder. Go ahead, Creepy Steph. How was your week? What have you been up to?
No stealing of thunder. That's okay. Pero yo estoy bien. I'm good.
She's the creepiest chief ever.
She's
the creepiest chief that's ever.
Creepiest? Did you say creepiest?
Hopefully it works out in my advantage.
Yeah, she's
creepiest
the creepiest chief. For all you listeners out there, all you listeners out there, Creepy Steph is actually a cacica. Yeah, she's a chiefess. She's a great chief.
She is a chief.
And
she's
a big boss.
Sure.
But she's creepy. She's creepy, though, so, you know.
I'm creepy and I'm spooky, you know, Adam's family style. Actually,
you
no,
go,
we're
man.
Creepy and spooky. I'm creepy and we got Spooky Lou. Adam's family.
There you go.
So I'm like, what are
you
going
to be cousin it? Was
that in it?
What happened to me?
Could be cousin it.
Gomez.
Oh, man, I'm being honored to be cousin it. Gomez, oh, man. Nah, but Gomez had the girl, though.
Gomez got the girl. He got the wife, right? Elvira?
He always used to be kissing on her, right? Remember that? He always used to be kissing on her?
Oh, sorry. Wrong chick.
That was Morticia.
They all look the same. Morticia.
No, they don't.
Don't
call
Elvira
like
that.
Jet black hair, gray.
Y yo también,
dark.
Okay. All
right,
well. Well, I don't have
Elvira,
I don't have any gray hair at all. No gray hair, pero yo tengo, you know, long black hair, just like they did. You, call, you calling me
horse,
Elvira?
Huh? Paranormal horse. I love it.
Ay, bendito.
Now, what did Cousin It used to do?
I don't know. He ran around with a bald head getting stuck in the head, right? Oh, no, that was Benny Hill. Wrong guy. Go ahead.
What?
Oh, that
Benny
was Uncle
Hill?
Fester. That was Uncle Fester
Uncle
with the bald
Fester,
head.
Yeah,
together.
Uncle Fester had the bald head. He was the trickster.
Oh, got it. I don't know. You guys are too old. I just don't remember any of this stuff.
No.
Yeah.
No, you know who's cooked the
the
Munsters. You guys ever watch that on
the
repeat?
I love
the Munsters.
I did.
I'm
Grandpa Munster was my favorite. And Eddie Munster.
He was in a dungeon, right?
Eddie
he was
Munster.
In a dungeon.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. I have no idea. I have no idea what any of this has to do with Skinwalker Ranch, but those were cool shows. You know what I'm saying?
It's nostalgic, man. We gotta give honor, you know, to the spirits of the Adams family, right?
I agree.
And the Munsters.
And the Munsters, right?
It's true. And that paranormal pimp from last week, week before, what was his name? Vincent Price.
Luparia.
Need to get in. Honor of Vincent Price.
Oh, the last man on earth, right? He was great, Vincent Price. That was a scary show.
He was.
Movie, I mean.
He was. He was definitely like I said, he was a paranormal pimp. He really had
he made his money.
A lot back then. Yeah.
He made his money, yeah. You know what?
And he shot. Go ahead, what were you going to say?
No, you know what I was reading? That like, that's from England. That he was in the Lord of the Rings. What was that guy's name? He's also in Star Wars movies.
Gandalf?
Nah, the other dude. What's his name?
I have no idea.
Oh, man, I forgot his name.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
He's an old guy. He was the one that played the evil wizard. I forgot his real name.
So what happened?
So I have no
what's
idea.
The story?
No, he's mad old now. I think he's in his 90s. He's been in like hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands of horror movies back in
the
70s and
80s. Oh, the bald-headed guy. Yes. He's another guy that's been out forever, and it's amazing how young and healthy he looks for his age. I couldn't believe
it. Yeah, what's
his
name?
I forgot his name. I don't know his name, but he's been around in horror forever. And for some reason, his name's not out there. He's not famous. But I think in the industry, he's very famous, and I think he has power. And he's been around forever. He looked great in those movies. I would have never thought he was 90 or close to 90.
Yeah, I wish people that were listening could tell us.
Ian
McKellen? He's from England, though. Who?
Ian McKellen?
I wouldn't know him either.
He played Gandalf.
No, the other guy it was the evil wizard. He's also in Star Wars.
He always plays a bad guy. Yeah, he always plays a bad guy.
Yeah.
Christopher Lee?
Damn. That's it, Christopher Lee. Yeah, that's
okay.
Him, Christopher Lee. But they were saying that Christopher Lee, when I was reading today, there's rumors he has a whole collection of like black magic books that are legitimate. So
I believe
really.
It.
But he has like a lot of the alchemist stuff. Like he's a collector, you know. But that must be cool.
He probably
been doing that.
I wonder if he practices.
Oh, what you mean?
Maybe he practices the art of black magic. I don't know.
Word, man. So
I'm not judging.
Cool,
I'm
though.
Just saying.
Yeah, y'all better be nice before he comes to haunt y'all. You know he's dead, right?
He's dead? No,
wait,
he's not.
He's still alive.
The
Google store. No, he's still alive, man.
2015.
What?
Is he dead?
Christopher Lee died in 2015.
No, that's the wrong guy then. It's the wrong guy.
No, it is Christopher Lee.
Are you sure? Christopher Lee played in Dracula in the 50s. He played in Lord of the Rings. He played in Star Wars, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, The Wicker Man. Can we remix that with like a hip-hop beat? Can that be my theme song?
Yo, that was the original. That's a hip-hop back in the day, right? Oh, man, it was good. What?
No, he's still alive. Born 1922. It doesn't say he's dead. His wife
is
dead.
Yeah, May 27th, 1922 to June 7th, 2015. Christopher Lee dies at the age of 93 in 2015.
Oh, he did die. Poor guy. Hey, rest in peace. All right.
Well, I was reading.
There
like I was like... Yo, remember that one?
Oh, the Munsters. That's the Munsters theme song.
Now, that's like the 70s beat. No, 60s beat, right?
Yeah,
I
feel like I'm
born at the time. But I did used to watch it on Nick at Night when I was a kid. So.
Nick at Night, man. Yeah, it reminds you of people like on surfboards and hula hoops, right? Like
surfboards and hula hoops.
I don't know why that just came to my mind when I heard that music, but
I get it. I can picture people holding their nose and doing that little dance where they go down with their finger waving in the air.
There you go. I want to let anyone know out there that's listening and wants to be part of the conversation, you're always welcome. Call us at 515-602-9792. That's 515-602-9792. We're on every Monday, and it's on the flyer. So call in if you have any information, especially about Skinwalker Ranch. That's the topic about tonight. That's the jump off. What do you guys know about Skinwalker Ranch? Have you ever heard of this before? I'm curious about this because I think it's a very interesting topic.
Wait. Before you guys introduced the topic of Skinwalker Ranch, I had no idea what it was.
Got it.
So I did a little bit of looking into it, and I read the theories about, you know, it being this paranormal hot spot. I saw, you know, that it was rebought in 2016 by this new real estate investor. And he came in with a team. They ended up doing a show on TV about it. And I heard the alleged theory about the reason why all of the paranormal activity is on there is because the Navajo, a group of Navajo shamans, cursed the land.
What is that, a toilet? Hello?
I don't know. Are you trying to tell me that the show was going to shit? What happened?
I have no idea what that is. Did he fall asleep? No. What the hell?
I don't know. It sounds like the people is up in there trying to get him.
It's just called Skinwalker Sounds.
Okay.
Skinwalker
so, yeah,
Sounds.
You make me laugh, PB Stuff, because I just asked if you heard of it before, but I feel like I was a teacher, and you were just like, you got in trouble, like, no, here's the paperwork, like, this is the skin welcome answer. And
I did a little bit of my job, okay?
No, no doubt. That's really cool. I definitely respect that. That's awesome. What about you, Lou? Have you heard of Skinwalker Ranch before?
You know, I was watching the it was on YouTube. I want to say the Discovery Channel, is it? Damn, I forget what channel. A&E, I think, did a series on it. They have a lot of seasons on it. They're covering on it, but oh man, I want to see Prejudice on, but yeah, just from Legends and stuff. But it seems like it's yeah, there's a lot of stories of night sounds from at nighttime on the ranch. You know, at night. I actually saw the they had a 24-hour video of the ranch, and there was some moving going around. It's on YouTube.
Really?
It's 24-hour camera surveillance of the ranch. And you can see some
I had no idea.
You can see some movement. Yeah, you can see some paranormal stuff going on. So you know, the natives I know talked about, you know, a lot of spirits and stuff like that. A lot of stories, man, a lot of stories. Supernatural stuff. Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird stuff going on that ranch. I mean, I know it's out in Utah, right? I believe it's based in Utah, but it's out in Utah. And I learned about Skinwalker Ranch like a good maybe 12 years ago, 10 years ago. And I remember when I first heard about it, I found it intriguing because there's a lot of mystery behind that place, you know. So one of the early stories about Skinwalker Ranch is that there was from what I remember, there was some sort of like war against the Ute Indians, the Paiute, I think, sorry, and the Navajos, and they went to war. And that ground, later on, the medicine men, they put a curse on that land. So for centuries,
right,
for a long time, Native people stayed away from that area because they said it was cursed. Things would always happened that wasn't right. Right, years later, settlers get here and they start farming. So I think back in this should have done more research, but I didn't, my apologies. There was a farmer who had his family there. There have been countless like weird things that would occur, but one of the main stories that started this was there was a farmer and he had his cattle, and one day he saw his cattle being attacked by a wolf. So he ran up with his son and they tried to beat the wolf, and the wolf had no effect. They weren't there. So the farmer pulls out a .357 and shoots it point blank. Still doesn't do anything. The thing kept shooting. It didn't even bleed. It says if nothing happened. So he went back, and then he got, I think it was a shotgun or a rifle, point blank, shoots it. Still, the wolf didn't react to it. And then eventually the wolf just starts walking away like it just never happened, like it just let go, took off. They weren't trying to follow the wolf after that. They saw tracks, and it just disappeared. So they never found the body. They never found blood. They never found anything. And that whole family kept complaining that weird things would happen on the property all the time. There was another time, I believe, that he said he saw like another creature attacking his livestock. He went out there again and he tried to shoot it, and when he got in front of it, it just disappeared in front of his eyes. And there's been a lot of countless stories of UFOs over there. Everyone's seeing UFOs, voices. Even voices underground and above. Have you guys? I never heard of this. No, I guess not. Huh?
I heard about the Navajos.
You've heard of?
I heard about the cattle as well. I also heard that some of the cattle was mutated. Like they found mutated cattle.
That's right.
On the ranch itself, and they couldn't figure out where and how the mutations were happening. And I did hear about the UFOs, that it was a hot spot for the UFOs, and that they saw, I think they found like crop circle, a crop circle or something like that on the physical property as well, and they had no idea where it came from.
Wow, didn't know that. Yeah, there's a lot of radiation coming out of that property. There are always a lot of paranormal activity, like you said, Lou, like it's known. People say they hear voices, things happening. That's abnormal and UFO. But this is the weird thing, right? Why is it that in one specific area, there's a lot of paranormal activity occurring? Not just A lot of different realms of paranormal activity that's occurring. You know, not just, you know, poltergeists, but cattle mutilations and UFOs. Like, those are different sectors. You know, all it's missing is Bigfoot. You know, I'm not even sure if anyone said they've ever seen anything like Bigfoot or why they actually call it Skinwalker Ranch. Maybe the people have seen Skinwalkers, that I'm not sure of. For people that don't know what a Skinwalker is, it's pretty much a shapeshifter. I can take on the form of an animal. You know, so I just find it mind-boggling. But let me pose a question to you guys, right? Before the information you were saying that was just bought out in 2016, by another multimillionaire guy. He's probably a billionaire. I'm not sure. Because they do have a show out on Skinwalker Ranch now. George Knapp was a journalist. I think he's the one that broke out the story about Skinwalker back in 1996. He's a famous reporter. He's a well-known paranormal. He's a well-respected reporter as well as a paranormal reporter because he worked in local news out in Las Vegas for years. He's out there in Vegas. So... this is the weird thing for me with this ranch, right? Skinwalker Ranch. Do you guys know who Robert Bigelow is?
Yes.
You do? Bigelow Aerospace Industries? So
he owned Skinwalker Ranch before the guy in 2016.
Exactly. But do you know what he does?
What do you mean?
Like company,
in general, what
does
he does?
Her. Yeah, for
no.
Like, you know who he is. I'll explain. He's a billionaire, right? And he purchased a ranch. Before him, the military owned it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The farmers sold it to the military. People are not sure why. After the military sold it. And Robert Bigelow had a contract with the military for years where they had
they were doing studies,
they
right?
had exactly they had all kinds of respected scientists doing all kinds of top secret studies, like, you know, black projects that no one knows or why they were doing studies there. They say that he was trying to get information as to the UFO stuff that's going on, but a lot of the stuff, this is the odd part, right? Everyone questions it. Now things are changing. People are a little more open-minded. The news are reporting about aliens and UFO. I mean, just 15, 20 years ago, people would make fun of you speaking about this stuff. Now it's coming out more. There's more witnesses. It's a little bit more accepted than it used to be. Excuse me. And this is the thing. This is a billionaire, right? He bought the farm. But he also has a contract with the government, and it's Bigelow Aerospace with aerodynamics and building, like, planes and stuff for the United States government. Why would a person who works or has a contract with the government, who's a billionaire, be interested in the paranormal? If it's a joke, if it's not real,
mm-hmm.
if UFOs are not real, why would he purchase it and do studies there to get more information? Now, this is allegedly because a lot of the stuff is top secret, so they've never really shared what's happened or what really went on that ranch. But there's countless stories of security, what they've experienced, what they saw in this video supposedly that's been leaked out. That also shows paranormal stuff. But not only does he do that, not only does he own that, right? They also say he owns MUFON. You guys know who MUFON is?
No, I've never heard of that.
MUFON, MUFON, they're the biggest group that does the UFO research. You know, you have like Project Blue Book. They're private. It's not a government sanctioned group, but they're like the biggest group all over America. I forgot what they stand for, and I'm doing a terrible job today. But MUFON is the most well-known, the largest, and probably the most respected group out there that does actual investigative work when people report UFOs. Like, they have actual, police officers that work, that know about interrogation, actual psychologists, and they use these people's expertise to go out and interview people to find out if they're legitimate or not, and they keep track of all kinds of aerial phenomenon that's occurring, you know, like those UFOs, or what do they call them today now? UAPs, I think. They're giving them
what?
A better name. Yeah, they changed the name because UFO has, like, a bad rap. they don't really call them UFOs anymore.
No,
it's
a UFO.
But the crazy thing is, why would Robert Bigelow, who works for and doesn't work for the government, has a contract with the government, right, and be the owner of MUFON as well, and was conducting secret experiments there for years before they sold it to this new guy, and now there's a show on Skinwalker Ranch, which I think is pretty interesting. I don't know if you guys even have had a chance to watch the show. I saw some of it, and I was like, oh, it's pretty cool. I like it. But yeah, after dumping all of that, what are your guys' thoughts and ideas? I mean, I find there's something credible here. If someone as respected as that, with that kind of money, what the government's working there? Or do you think it's all lies and it's just like black projects and stuff just to steer the people away from the truth?
I think.
I don't know.
Ahead.
Honestly.
Go ahead.
You know me. Everything I don't know about, I walk into as a skeptic. I don't know. I feel like the amount of activity, right, that's consistently reported, there has to be something there. Something has to be going on in that space in some way, shape, or form. But the question is, what is it? What is going on? And what has been exaggerated and what hasn't been exaggerated? Because once they start putting things into shows and creating shows about it, something is becoming exaggerated in some way, shape, or form. You know, that's something that we've seen throughout the evolution of the paranormal being exposed and becoming, honestly, a piece of pop culture. Because look at how they did the Amity House. You know, look at how they did the house in Connecticut. Look at how they did Lorraine and... I don't remember what her husband's name is, but they've exaggerated so much of how they respond to the paranormal. Chip Coffee as well. Chip Coffee is a medium. He's a good medium, but anytime he's on a show, he's super animated. Extra, extra, extra. You know, when they go
very flamboyant in his ways, I get it.
He gets extra cash.
And I say that with much respect.
He's
flamboyant regardless, but he's extra a cash. Little extra, you know, for TV.
Cash.
And then,
gotcha.
You know, the places, all of these locations that they talk about, they overanalyze and overhype it because it brings in more attention. So I feel like once it becomes put into the media, it does end up gaining a different level of exaggeration to an extent. You know, people who want their stories to be heard are always going to add a little glitter to it. You know, they want to make it appealing. They want to make it more tasteful, more tantalizing so that people will invest in the idea. So do I feel like possibly Skinwalker Ranch does have activity? Yeah, it's 1,000% possible. But to what extent? Like, I wouldn't be able to say it has all of these bells and whistles unless I walk onto the property and say, you know, come what may, show me what you got. So I don't know. I feel like it's possible everything that they say is true, but to an extent. I feel like some of it may be over-analyzed and over-exaggerated. However, what really gets me is the story about the Navajo and the other tribe. I don't remember what it was called. I believe it starts with a U.
It was one of those two tribes. Okay, it's the Ute then. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. So I mean that story, right, that gets me a little bit more than anything else, because we know as indigenous people, as Tainos, that the power our ancestors held was strong and unique, right? And as indigenous people, we know, understand, and respect the North American tribes in their full-on capacity to have their medicine people be able to leave imprints in physical spaces, you know. So if, in fact, the Navajo cursed the land, the shamans of the Navajo Nation cursed the land, then, I mean, like I said, without a shadow of a doubt, I would expect some activity, because the power of our ancestors and our North American cousins is unmatchable in some instances, you know. So if in fact that happened, then, you know, there, like I said, there's no shadow of a doubt in my mind that there is some kind of activity. As far as Robert Bigelow and now the new guy, I don't even remember what his name was either, but he has a full team that operates the property with him. The guy that...
Yeah, his name is Brandon Bigelow.
Yeah, that's his name, Brandon. His high school friend is the guy in charge of security.
Dragon.
He has another guy. Yeah, that's his name. He has another guy named Tim that, you know, is his ranch handler, and Tim has had numerous accidents on the property, and now he believes that it's because the property is cursed, you know, and all of the activity that's there, that he's going through, the things that he has gone through. He has another, I believe a scientist by the name of, what is his name, Brian or something like that, that also attests to paranormal activity there. So, I mean, like I said, they have a show. So some of whatever it is that they're going to talk about is going to be exaggerated. But I feel like there may be something viable there. And the reason why these millionaires and billionaires continue to invest in the property is because the moment that they have the opportunity to capitalize on it, they're going to. You know, what is a businessman outside of a businessman? They're not just doing it for the heck of it, you know. It's to capitalize off of it. What can I do? I'm going to put my money into this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to sit on the property? No. I'm going to invest in the property and hope that it generates some form of capital that I can flip. And when I'm done with it, I move on to the next thing, because I believe Bigelow bought Skinwalker Ranch for only $200,000. That's it.
Okay. But the thing was with Bigelow, he never capitalized on the ranch. He, like, no one knew.
But he created the science.
The
science and the research, that all belongs to him.
And the government.
Well, some of it is going to belong to the government, but how much of it is he selling to the government? If he's not selling it to the government is issuing him patents and copyrights. So now if somebody else decides to get into the property, then now they have the opportunity to make all of these fines, and Bigelow can turn around and say, nope, I did that first. I coined it. It's just private. I'm going to sue you for your money.
That's
so what you're saying is you believe that whatever occurred there, it's all private, because if anyone else figures it out, he's doing it for control of whatever they found.
To an extent, I think it's possible. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I have another theory about that, but it's more personal. I don't know the guy, right? He seems like a nice guy, to be honest, from what I've seen, but I don't know him. I've allegedly, right? I shouldn't even maybe talk about this. I don't know the guy, but I know someone that knows his, I'll put it this way, one of his relations. And allegedly, I won't say the personal story that I was told, but just put it like this. Apparently, allegedly, someone he knows was in contact, first contact with other beings. And ever since then, because of the closeness, he's always wanted to find out why this happened and wanted to get to the bottom of it. Yeah. And that's allegedly, because that's just he say, she say, right? I don't know if this is factual or not, but that's what I was told. And it made sense to me, you know, of why he is in the Arrow. Because that wasn't his original reason to get, I think that he made all his money. I think he made all his money actually in hotel business or something back in the days.
Yeah, he does have hotels.
Yeah, so I believe, you know, he got into the aerospace business after this incident occurred, you know, allegedly. But I'm not even going to get into details because I don't know any that is factual or not. But
that's interesting.
That is interesting, right? It poses a whole different perspective.
Yeah, it provides a different perspective, exactly.
You know, I know, because think about it. Someone that has that kind of money already has the money. He's already a billionaire. Does he really need to be another multi-billionaire? I mean, why not? I get it, because most of these billionaires continue to build their billions, you know, and now they have and they're all having a little space race, who can get to space first, which I think is ridiculous.
Oh, my God. Don't
you know?
Even start.
But I'm not mad at them because it's their money. I mean, if you guys ever want to, like,
goodness,
donate, I'm right here for you.
Right?
Know, you ever got,
drop your cash
you know, app. Yeah, hey, I don't have a cash app, but you know how to contact me. You know what I'm saying? Hit me up, Spooky Loose, Spooky Loose Paranormal on Facebook.
On Facebook.
You. Yeah, you know, if you need me to cheerlead, I'll do whatever it takes, you know, donate. But
did you say cheerlead? Because I'll send you a skirt and some pom-poms and some money if you're going to do cheerleading.
I'd be more than happy to, but it comes with a price. You know what I'm saying? That comes with a price.
All right, we're going to talk about their price after the show.
That's too spooky.
We talk about billionaire. You talk about billionaire money here, you know what I'm saying?
Cheerleader?
Cheerleader with some pom-poms.
That's a paranormal cheerleader.
Hey.
That's scary. Even a ghost will run away.
Paranormal pretty boy Poppy. There you go. That's
good. Oh, you want to expose the ghost? Want to expose the ghost on a ghost hunt? Go in there with your pom-poms, dude. All the ghosts be running like, oh, shit.
but I'll just
yeah,
decide, right? Like, that really, for me, poses a different question, you know, after the experience, if that were true, of why he would be interested to find out more. And to find out what's really going on, you know, what's happening, and why not Skinwalker Ranch? When I mean, if there's been like countless of stories that's been happening for decades there, you know, and what particularly why there? I mean, you have places all around the world, even Puerto Rico, you know, that's a hotbed for UFOs. Other states, yeah. Why there? What? And you know what? The military there too. You know, now you really bring up the Yunque, you know, they have an Area 51 out there, too, that a lot of people don't know about exists. So, and it's not talked about, which is interesting. I've heard stories about UFOs coming out of there and people seeing weird things. I myself saw something with one time. Nothing like that. I saw what I think was like a telescope that came out of the ground one time and looked around and went back in. And we were like, whoa. But I think that was probably military design. Who knows what's out there? But back, you know, I makes me question, is this really about money or is it really about paranormal? I also saw a video. I just heard something weird. And in that video, it's on Skinwalker Ranch. It shows a wolf. And this wolf starts walking by, and then it just disappears. It vanishes, and it's on video. It looked as if it was walking, and it walked into another dimension or something. Like it just vanished. It was, well, I don't, you know what I mean? Could be TV, could be editing. I'm not going to say that it was real, but I will say it was intriguing, and it was awkward. You know, I don't think you guys have seen this video, right?
Well, I have to check that out.
No, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, it's pretty spooky. When I saw that, I was kind of blown away. Like, damn, if that's real, that's pretty crazy footage that I just saw. You know, unfortunately, with today's day and age technology, you know, you can't really distinguish what's real. You can and you can't, you know, but this looked really pretty real to me. But, Lou, what's your take on it?
Well, I was looking through the seasons, right, in the History Channel. I'm sorry, I say A&E before it's the History Channel. And I found a clip. It's a 4-minute clip I would like to play. They say it better than I would, but it's when they interview that a Native American medicine man and they ask his opinion. You guys want to hear that? It's straight
Absolutely.
Out of a Navajo. And it's a 4-minute clip. It goes fast, but they also give a little history. Hold on a second. Let me get the right volume.
Again,
let me see volume. I know, right? Let me see if you can catch the Hollywood. It's mixed in there, you know. Hold on a second. This is the best clip I found of the show.
Skinwalker Ranch really derived its name from a curse. The Skinwalker curse has its roots in a feud between the Ute tribe and the Navajo tribe. At a time when the Utes were really aligned with the United States government and had sold many of their peers into slavery. So the Navajo cursed this property. A Skinwalker is essentially a witch that has chosen to put on the skin, essentially, or the form of what can only be described as a giant wolf. A skinwalker is something that exhibits superhuman agility and strength. Placing the skinwalker curse on this property made it a very real place to avoid.
We've heard all these stories that if you dig on this ranch, things might happen to the people that do the digging. So there's a space down here that we've got instruments that say there might be something underground, but the only way to know is to drill. We want to do it safely, and we certainly don't want to do something that's
right.
dangerous,
right.
but we'd love to get your perspective on it.
Well, normally when we do anything to disturb the earth, we usually lay down the blessing. Because I don't want to tap into something that isn't meant to tap
Amen.
Into.
Amen. That's been my whole contention the entire time.
Let's put it this way. Let's go and see.
I would love that.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Well, why don't we
okay.
head out there and look?
Let's go for it. It's a vast property.
How many acres?
It's about 512 total.
Didn't realize it was that.
You know, it goes quite a ways south.
Larry Sespu is performing a Ute tribal blessing at the drill site. Might help calm the anxiety that some of the guys have about disturbing the ground on the ranch. And who knows, maybe it will really help keep us safe.
As you can tell, this is one of the old dwellings here. We call it Homestead 2. This is an area where people have had various experiences. I'll leave it at that.
So if we decide to dig, it's going to be along this roadway where we detected anomalies under the ground. We don't know what it is. We just know it's something different than the rest of the dirt around under the ground here.
All right. I will lay some tobacco. I will ask for understanding that no one be hurt or affected.
We'll listen with reverence.
Sure. Awunga. Spanike. Wana. Ibuipanapagat. Ichaga. Omwe. Nusnikaba. Fight care. don't know what to put to listening. Put to listening. Oh my God. Okay.
Wow. Thank you very much for that. We appreciate you helping us with that.
Yeah, I would hope that you all would have been praying with me because you're the ones who's going to do it. And if it's something that we should touch or tap into, your instruments, your machinery will malfunction, and just take that as a sign that it's not good. Just leave it at that.
I can't tell you how much I appreciate everything.
Yeah,
he's been trying to tell us no, and I think this helps.
Right.
Thank you so
Thanks
much.
Thanks for having me.
Man.
Yeah.
Great to meet
yeah,
you, Larry.
Right.
Thank you.
What you guys think?
I remember seeing that. I saw that episode about the drilling. I don't know. I just think that they did the right thing by asking for help. But I don't know why. What do you think?
Well, you know, in his prayer, the translation of prayer was like, Creator, you know, we ask you for blessings and you know, the traditional saying, you know, we ask for permission and, you know, we don't want anything negative. We're looking for blessings and so on. And to protect the men. So definitely this medicine man wanted nothing to do with what was going on. You know. He left. So
you think he's scared?
Not scared, respectful.
Okay.
Yeah. Because like he said, you don't want to disturb anything that's going to cause, you know, once again, the negative energies that we know exist, what they call demonic. But we see, you know, there's positive, negative energies. So who knows? Could be new technology from the stars. Who knows, you know? Can cause stuff.
Well, what do you think about the UFOs then? What do you think that those are? Or those voices are? Or the cattle mutilation that's occurring?
Yeah, I think there's definitely connections there. Stuff we
okay.
don't know. But it's all related to energy. See, all the stuff they're talking about is energy. So, man, it's funny because the native perspective is like, just leave it alone. It's respectful what it is. Don't disturb it.
Got you.
While these shows, the show wants to disturb it because it's ratings. It's going to be ratings, you know. So it's always about the ratings. So they're going to dig and dig and dig. That's normally what they do, right? Dig. So
yeah,
I don't know.
I guess.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. In my opinion, is just leave it alone. But I can just understand. As humans, we want to figure stuff out. But at a native
so
level...
So part of us...
Yeah.
So you're saying that, you know, in the sacred sites like that or sites that are known to be cursed should just be left alone and they should never have touched it.
Yeah, exactly. Because they're not respecting it. For them, it's an opportunity, like a scoop, you know? Like, we're going to break the story.
Okay.
So we get the ratings.
Okay.
Well, in the native perspective, it's like, you know, leave it alone. Just leave it alone. But why do you want to leave it alone? That's the thing. It's funny in the beginning. It was telling how the Utes align themselves with the American government. And they sold native people into slavery. And the Navajos cursed that. Yeah, that was in the beginning. It was saying the history of it. They were with the U.S. government. And they turned their own people into slaves, at least some of the people into slaves, and the Navajos cursed it. So it sounds very similar to the Caribbean. You know, our many of our caciques, you know, turned into the encomiendas system, which was slavery, pretty much. So I see a parallel here, you know, a lot of parallels stuff going on.
Interesting.
How the government
maybe that's
involved.
What I
was like. Is that?
Yeah, yeah. No, I was just saying it's I can understand that, but weren't you the one that told me that the crows, there was a chief crow, or a chief that said that that was the way to go with the conquerors, learn their ways?
Oh, they use technology to use it against them. They use the technology or use their weapons against them to not become their victim. So, but in this case, man, it's like, it's the natives are staying away, right? They're staying away.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know what's interesting? There's a guy. Mm-hmm. There's a guy that researched, I think, before the cell, and he was saying some wild stuff that was going on that happened to him.
Like what?
You know? Let me see if I can find it. I was doing some research.
But is it on Skinwalker Ranch, or?
Yeah, Skinwalker Ranch, yeah.
Okay.
I'll look for it. There's a lot of radio frequencies and stuff like that that affects the physical body, you know, in a negative way.
Really?
Yeah. I found a local news crew was reporting about it.
Okay. Okay.
Let me see if I can get it. Hold on. It's a quick clip.
Okay.
It's from a local news. It's called KSL News. It was doing a report on Skinwalker. Let me see if we can hear. What did you hear it pretty well, the other clip?
Yeah, it was pretty good. Yeah, it was clear.
All right, hold on. Let me see. This is from a local news. Talking to one of the local peoples.
Brandon Fugle now employs a team of scientists. And they found when it comes to radio frequencies, the ranch has a peculiar pulse.
So we might think of this as a range across the radio dial. And here, it's as if several stations all at once became very loud.
Spikes in radiation have been equally transient. And as cameras and sensors monitor the grounds 24/7, a wide range of theories have surfaced, including unseen energy sources,
interdimensional phenomena, precognitive, non-human intelligence.
It started to feel like an intelligence was toying with us when our electronics began to malfunction.
What does it say?
Calibration failed, that it was too strong to actually calibrate.
At the time, our drone encountered an unexpected interference.
I don't know what that is or if it has any relationship to what's happened with your drone.
The RF sensors started going crazy.
Well, this is a recording I just made 30 seconds ago.
When a contrail shadow began to appear in the sky.
Look at below it. There's like a dark...
Well, it's not as dark now.
No, it's not as now.
Everyone scrambled inside to see what the cameras caught.
Something moves through there.
It was barely a blip.
Right here. I don't know what that guy is.
And yet it couldn't have been a bigger deal.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
There it is.
Yeah, the slender, cigar-shaped object didn't appear to fly like a bird or plane.
That's exactly when we were recording all the other anomalies, if I'm not mistaken.
Any of those anomalies could have had perfectly natural explanations, but the timing of all of them together seemed uncanny.
This is so weird.
You've never heard a beep like this?
This is the second drone. It can't connect in this very area.
The next time our drone failed to launch, near the epicenter of the ranch's activity.
I mean, I don't know. I don't have an answer.
Will you please allow us to fly the drone?
It literally took a prayer for the drone to start working.
Wow. I said it out loud, and there it is in the air.
It just... It's baffling.
Baffling may just be the baseline in Skinwalker Ranch. Flames spark out of nowhere, while cameras roll on empty rooms.
People swear that there is another presence here, that there's an active presence watching.
Until all questions are answered.
Are we alone in the universe?
The mystery of the ranch is very much alive.
You really have to see it and experience it to believe it.
And Rick.
Yeah, that was kind of cool because these people came to do this film thing. I mean, a news report, and the cameras weren't working. They show a clip, and this is so cool of an old room, I guess an abandoned shed, whatever. And there were flames coming out the ground. Flames. They filmed it. They were like flames.
Really?
Yeah, they filmed it. This is like a no-frills news report. That's not like Hollywood, man. And it caught some good stuff, man. Yeah, fire. And you saw the guy, right? He said, please, he asked for permission, and the drone started to work.
I've actually seen that clip before where he had to ask for permission and it worked. That's pretty powerful stuff. And it's smart. It's understanding of what's going on. It surrounds whatever energy is out there. You know,
and it caught the UFOs. It caught UFOs as they were filming.
Oh,
I heard about that. It's a very good clip. It's called Mystery of Utah's Skinwalker Ranch, Very Much Alive, KSL News. It caught some great stuff, man.
Yeah, I believe I saw that, even a UFO. It's interesting, that same thing that's flying, I posted it on Spooky Loose Paranormal on Facebook. Anyone wants to go
look.
A friend of mine caught a clip, looked very similar to that out here while she was filming just the film. And it's hard to see, but she sent me pictures zoomed in. And then when I finally saw it in the video, I was blown away by what I saw. It's definitely some crazy UFO on there. And it reminded me of that same clip they found on Skinwalker Ranch.
Oh, Lou, we got some callers. I just checked out the...
What
I'm going to do is I'm going to extend the show so it can remain live. So we're going to go a little overtime.
All right.
So hold on a second.
Creepy, you there?
What just happened? I knew it. Now my studio's going crazy.
What happened?
It always happens. Ooh, I'm going to talk to the caller, right? Give me a second.
Okay.
So continue.
Creepy. Creepy.
Dime. ¿Qué pasa?
I have no idea.
Yep, the studio's acting up. The studio's acting up.
Again?
Oh, man. Hold on.
Maybe it's you. Maybe you're acting up. Put away the snake and
man.
Focus.
Skinwalkers, man. It totally froze. I'm not kidding.
What about you, Creepy? No other stories have you heard on Skinwalker Ranch?
None at all. Like I said, I was pretty new to the introduction of Skinwalker Ranch. So I had a lot of the more common information that we had spoken about earlier on. But I think it's extremely interesting. If I had the opportunity to go, I think I'd go.
Well, you know what? I want to take a drive over there. It's only about 7 hours from where I'm at.
Really?
Yeah, I think I'm going to take a drive. Maybe 6 or 7 hours, I think, from where I live. And I've driven that like nothing in one day. So I think I'm going to go out there, at least the perimeters, see if I go at night. When what?
When you plan on going.
No, I haven't yet. It has to be a day that I take like a few days off so I can make sure that, you know, I can head out like on a Friday and maybe come back on a Sunday or come back the next day. It doesn't really matter, but I just want to be tired and kill my.
Yeah, that's interesting. Maybe.
Yeah, why
you
want to go?
Since I have to go down to where you are anyway, maybe I'll fly to Utah, and then I'll drive from Utah to Nevada. after.
All right, I'm back.
And we could do that.
That's a good idea. Okay.
I mean, we got to go something together anyway, right?
True. Then we could some videos. Uh-huh. Hey, who's that? Who's this?
This is Louis. I mean, this is Fala 40. Yo,
my
man, it's scary out here. The controls are going wacky. I'm not lying.
Did you get them working?
So, it's all wacky. So we got a guest star. He's one of our expert guests.
Better not
guests.
Be the fornication guy. That's all I got to say.
Fornication guy, right? No, ready?
I'm ready.
How's it going, buddy?
Straight out of Utah. From Utah. Renee.
What's good, Renee? How you been, bro?
How you doing, bro? I'm good, brother. How's everything
going? It is good, man. Thunder and rain. But other than that, it's beautiful.
Good.
Yeah, good, how's everything with you?
Everything is good, man. You know, I feel good. Weather's hot over here. You know, I saw your subject on the Skinwalker Ranch.
I know you're knowledgeable. Do you have any information on Skinwalker Ranch that you can share with us?
I have seen many documentaries about it. I've seen the movies about it. I've read about it. I do agree with what Stephanie said before about that a lot of it has been over-exaggerated.
That's what I was about
because,
to ask you. Let me ask you this, Renee. Before we get into it, I'm going to pose the same question to you. Why would Robert Bigelow, a billionaire, buy the place and invest and do top secret projects there with the government? Do you think it's for money or is there something bigger behind it? I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I have to say this. I think that what it is that Skinwalker Ranch is on something called ley lines. It's a scientifically backed up. Now, Skinwalker Ranch is on a property of ley lines. Ley lines is all over the planet, like the Pyramid of Egypt, the Pyramid of Peru, Kisikwicha. They all lay on ley lines.
Mm-hmm. Energetic
view. Exactly. So there's something about the ley lines that obtains a lot of energy. It's all about energy. So, because I know about Skinwalker Ranch is that they don't have evidence. They can never get evidence because every time they try to get it on camera, the cameras act up, right?
That's
Shuts
off. That's right.
Exactly. Something is happening because of the energy of that. A great example is there's a place in Mexico that you can't even your compass goes crazy, your cell phone goes crazy, right? And because of the magnetic field. So because of that magnetic field, it disturbs electronics and disturbs the compasses and stuff like that. So it's a proven fact that orbs come from what the magnetic field is. It's a ball of energy. Now, there's no proof that it's a spirit. Maybe there is. It probably is. I mean, every time you see an orb, you always see knocks and stuff like that. But it's probably a ball of energy, right? But that only occurs at 4 in the morning. You have to get up really early before the sun sets. And it only lasts for a few seconds. And what it's called is conductive continuity. It's something in those terms. And that's when the sun rises and it hits the earth because of the sun's energy. The magnetic field and the sun's energy, it hits the magnetic field on the other side of the planet. Because remember, like in Australia, it's already nighttime, where here is already morning. So that kind of hits off the energy. And because of Skinwalker Ranch is laid on ley lines, that can explain the phenomenon that they started to see. Not to say, like what Stephanie said, a lot of it has been over-exaggerated, you know, for money-wise. Now, like what you said, to answer your question about Bigelow, if I was a billionaire and I'm hearing stories about this, and Bigelow, as far as my understanding, is a very, very curious individual. He loves the paranormal. And
he does, yeah.
I would too invest it, because it could be money wise. And then, as far as I understand, is that Skinwalker Ranch is also a tour place, right? People can go there and do little tours and stuff like that.
No, I didn't know that.
All of these.
I thought it was closed off to the public.
It's closed off to the public, but you can visit. You can actually visit. You know, Joe Rogan.
I didn't know that.
Joe Rogan went there. He never experienced anything. So how, you know, it's just, it's funny, you know. I mean, listen, if I was going there and I experienced something, then I can tell you from my experience, okay, yeah, it's real. But because I don't have the experience of it, I can't explain it. Not to say that it's not real. It's possible. Well, you have
correct
to be very careful who you believe. It's just like ghost adventures, right? Some of it could be real, but a lot of it has been over-exaggerated. Because you give this guy a rope, he wants to be a cowboy. And I'm talking about Zach, you know? You over-exaggerate, you know?
So I have a question. Do you believe the cat mutilation is paranormal, or do you think it's somebody doing experiments?
I don't think it's somebody, because that's too fast. And if it is a human being, he's got to be the fastest butcher in the planet, you know what I mean? And he has to have the sharpest thing, whatever. He has to be the fastest butcher, man. And as far as I understand, is it could be a human being. Who knows? I mean, I don't know. You know, I have no idea. It could be an animal. I don't know. But it could be something that's phenomenal. It could probably be aliens. I'm not sure. You know?
Chupacabra.
Yeah, that's what they said too about the chupacabra. You know what I mean?
Chupacabra.
You know, there's a lot of things that's unexplainable, and I don't think it would ever be explained.
Yeah.
But a lot of it has been over-exaggerated, just like the Warrens. And the husband's name is Ed. Ed Warren and the wife, you know, they over-exaggerate
Lorraine.
A lot of things.
Lorraine?
Man,
yeah.
Lorraine Warren.
See, I didn't remember Ed's name. You didn't remember Lorraine.
Yeah,
man.
Lorraine.
You think
they were exaggerating too? Lorraine and Ed Warren?
I'm 100% factual that they over-exaggerated. And 100% factual that Lorraine is, and 100% factual Lorraine was sometimes believed her own thing. I give you a great example. She was on a documentary.
You're not coming in so clear, Renee, just to let you know. But go ahead.
Oh, hold on. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
It sounds a little muffled, right? Or is it me?
I think it's you. I hear him clear.
Okay, so then maybe it's you. Go ahead, Renee.
Yeah. So she was on a documentary about the Amityville Horror with the little boy that survived, the son. Right? He was on the one. He was the crazy one. He was into drugs. And he's older now, and he visits Lorraine at the house, and Lorraine claims she has the cross. She has a cross, and the cross supposedly was made, apparently, according to her, from the original cross of Jesus Christ that he was crucified. Now, as far as my understanding, they never found the cross of Jesus Christ, right? If she has the exact wood, that shit is worth a lot of money. That's something that's just an artifact that even archaeologists have been looking for.
That was the whole thing about the Crusades, right? They were after the true cross, the Crusades.
No. The Crusades, that cross that they obtained was a cross that the church took from. And in fact, that cross that today's church used wasn't the cross that they've used. They used something called the Chivo, which in Greek called XP, which stands for Greek is Christ. But that wasn't the cross that they used.
But that was the whole mission, though. That was the whole mission of the Crusades, was to get the cross.
To protect the cross, but to protect the
Holy Grail
of Christianity. Yeah, the Holy Grail. I mean, that's one of them, but it's not exactly true. No, not exactly true. No, the Grail. No, that's what they claim. That was something that the church kind of made up to get the Crusaders killed and wiped out.
Gotcha. Wow.
That was the whole thing, the Holy Grail.
Yeah, I mean, there's no such thing as the Grail, right? There's no such thing as a Grail. It never did. It never has existed, not even a cup, just like they're still looking for the Ten Commandments, et cetera, which is probably another one for a different discussion. But, yeah, they never really – there's no such thing as the Grail or anything and those types of things, you know. But
definitely,
as far as the Skinwalker Ranch type of thing, you know – a lot of it has been over-exaggerated, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. You ever seen this documentary called Extraordinaire? I bet you Steph has. It's called Extraordinaire. It's on Netflix. Have anyone ever seen it?
I have not.
Extraordinaire?
Extraordinaire, right? It's crazy, right? I don't know how real it is. I'm just telling you right now. You can watch it. I'm not sure how fact it is. But in this documentary, it was a guy who recorded one of the most evidence of an alien, a walking gray alien in his house. And the camera he left on the window, and you can see the head come up, and he's blinking his eyes.
Oh, I've seen it. This is the guy that went to jail for pedophilia, right?
Right.
That guy?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I've seen that, but when it first came out, and I said to myself, that's BS, man. But I don't know. Go ahead. Tell the story.
Wait, they said it was a hoax. They said that was a hoax.
No, that's what they claim. They claim it was
a hoax.
But
hold on. Renee, tell the story, and then we'll go to the hoax so the people that have never seen it can know what it is.
Okay, so this guy has the evidence of it, and it's, it looks real. It looks legit. It could be fake. Who knows? But whatever. So the thing was that he recorded it twice. He recorded it coming to his house. He recorded it peeking through his window. He recorded it peeking in his... It was creepy. I'm not going to lie to you. But
yeah,
they claim that he...
I want to give a quick description. It just shows a window, and then out of nowhere, you see, like, it's like a little kid popping in, looking
a big
inside.
Head. Yeah.
A big head.
Yeah,
and
big
then
head.
And then he pops away, like he knows he got seen or something, like, oh, shit, they saw me. And then he slids away. But go ahead, continue, Renee.
Yeah, so they claim he was a pedophile. I mean, they also claim that was actually added in by the government because he obtained evidence of alien, so they came and tried to set him up, supposedly.
Hacked his computer, right? And supposedly they downloaded pedophile stuff, but he says he wasn't. Now he's in jail. But he did have a lot of film and a lot of weird stories of men in black and people approaching him,
right,
of paranormal stuff and UFOs that kept occurring to him. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah. So he was, that was one from him. And the thing was that it's possible that, you know, he may have, because to be honest with you, if you have good judgment of character and you know how to read a person, you can tell if the guy's full of shit or not. There are times I say, yeah, this guy's full of crap, you know. He claims that he's seen a little girl. I think, wait a minute, Lou, was he the only one that saw the little girl with big eyes? I think there were witnesses, right?
Say it again?
I think there were witnesses that saw the little girl with big eyes, right?
I think his family or somebody else saw it too or something like that, supposedly. Right,
I
think that's what
it was. Yeah, I think
his
it was
girlfriend
something like
or
that. Yeah,
it was a while ago.
But with big eyeballs or some shit, you know. But
it was a little girl who claimed to be like his daughter from another alien or something. And supposedly him and his wife saw it, or his girlfriend. Somebody else supposedly saw the little girl, and she's visited him like two or three times or something, right?
Right, exactly. Right. Now, I don't know how true is that, but, you know, you'd be the judge of it, you know. But, yeah, I mean, you just have to be very careful of people coming up with stories, because you really have to do your homework on the person. You know, people do anything for
publicity,
for reputation. Yeah, publicity.
Yeah.
You gotta be very careful.
Well, Lou, why do you say it's a hoax, Lou? What did they say that you said came out that it was a hoax?
Well, he was trying to avoid jail time, and that was the thing. He was trying
right.
to reflect. The theory was he was trying to deflect attention from his from himself to, you know, aliens and stuff. But I saw that.
You.
I saw that, and I was convinced.
Yeah.
But then I started, you know,
yeah.
fact-checking, and I came up with a whole
right.
bunch of articles about that. It's Roman something, right? The Roman something
right,
story?
Roman something. Yeah, yeah, I agree with Lewis. I think that Lou is right. I think that he was making that up to avoid jail time. I think Lou is 100% correct. You know, see how Lou
I was
is?
Just reading through a lot of the articles.
Yeah. Mhm. Yep.
Damn, I just can't
yeah.
think of
I just
last
felt
name.
Like I just felt like these aliens are so high tech. I mean, the government can't even get a clear picture of a UFO, and this guy's going to have a whole picture of the guy's face peeping in, like, hey, how you? It looked like a doofus alien. Like, I just didn't buy it, you know? It looked
yeah,
real.
Yeah, it looked like a...
It made me question it. But then
he
I'm
could
like...
Be a good director.
Man.
He could be a good... He could make his own movie, I'll tell you that. Right? He could make his
yeah,
own movie.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah.
It's a good story. Like, I'm not going to say it's fake. It's just one of those things where you kind of have to scratch your head and say, you know, it's just too coincidental for this
right.
guy to put a camera
yeah.
on the house and capture. It's kind of like going back to what you saying about ghost adventures. You know, it's like
yeah.
too coincidental. They're getting so many paranormal activity everywhere they go, and it's all the
mm-hmm.
same thing with that guy. It's like, are you really getting that much paranormal activity in your house? Like, it just, you know, is anyone out there really getting that much paranormal activity? And if so, produce the evidence. Call the show, call us, put it out there. Like, we're curious. I kind of find
exactly.
that a little strange myself. That's why I questioned it a little, and then he got arrested, and I was just like, man, I don't know. And you know what? No one's heard a peep from him since he's been in jail.
Yeah, I mean.
Huh? Uh-huh.
No, I'm saying, like, that's why you have to, you really have to question a lot of them, you know, like Lorraine. You have to question these people, man. You really do. That's
of
why,
course.
You know, yeah, people just believe everything, and you cannot just believe everything. You cannot just believe
man.
Everything. You have to fact check everything.
It's a first statement, but here's the thing. Like I was saying earlier, George Knapp. I'm sure you heard of George Knapp, right?
Oh, of course. Yeah,
now,
George Knapp is a very known, very famous. He was one of the first. I believe George Knapp a lot, to be honest. I think he's very...
Exactly.
Reading him, his personality, I think he's very passionate about what he does, and I believe what he says.
And he's a reporter, right? He's an old
yeah,
school
he's a
reporter. A lot of
yeah.
And a lot of old school reporters, because I know TV is different today. The news is reported differently today. It's sensationalized, and they kind of sway you. But real reporters, real reporting, you report the news and the facts. You don't persuade people to believe one thing or the other. So I believe that he's a reputable journalist, which he is, because he still works in the news
yeah.
out here from time to time. And
mm-hmm.
he's the one that really exposed Skinwalker Ranch. He's the one that
yeah.
did... you know, put all the shows together. He's the one that broke the story on Skinwalker Ranch.
Right,
so it
right.
makes me think there's some sort of, like, actual reputation with this place, because I don't think George Knapp would really bother with something that's not real. I don't see him doing it.
I agree.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a new guy. There's a new guy that's with him. He's a nice
yeah,
guy,
the,
too.
Yeah, the video guy.
The video guy, yeah. He's kind of
the,
a nice
are you talking
guy.
About the, are you talking about
the
filmmaker?
The director. Yeah, the filmmaker, yeah.
Oh, my God. What's his name? Kevin something? Corbin? I forgot
yeah,
his name, too.
Yeah.
Do you know him
yeah.
personally or no?
I don't know him personally. I've seen videos of him. I've seen documentaries. He was on Joe Rogan's show. Even Joe Rogan was getting kind of frustrated because he's like, "Yo, I'm so frustrated because you guys don't have like the evidence of it. You guys don't have all of these, you know, whatever the case may be." So, mm-hmm. you know, so yeah, it just gets frustrating, you know, because
you
a
know
lot
what?
Of these people get. Mm-hmm.
I questioned him too, right? Because I was having this discussion earlier. That particular guy that you're speaking of. How is he able, because I believe he also made that documentary about people, that surgeon, that doctor that believed that says he removed implants from people. I believe he's the one that
right.
did that documentary. It's on Netflix. How is that guy able to connect and make a documentary and was able to obtain government footage of these UAPs or these UFOs that are out there? Like, how is he able to do it? It makes you question, is he legitimate or is he a double agent for the government? Is he kind of spinning something a certain way so we don't see the truth? Or is he really connected? Is he really the truth? Is he legitimate? I don't know. It might piss him off if he ever heard people question him. But he's like, if you ask me, he was an overnight guy. It just came out of nowhere.
His name was Stanley Rumenick. Stanley Rumenick.
That's the doctor. That's the doctor you're speaking of, not the journalist, though. The documentary.
Oh, about the film.
Yeah, so I'm talking about you're talking about the other guy, yeah. What I'm talking about is the guy that made the documentaries. He's the one that released all this UFO stuff from the Tic Tac. But it makes me question. Even he knows about Skinwalker Ranch, so you're right. But you're saying you believe he's legit.
I mean, George Knapp is the way he talks, the way he's passionate about
I believe
it.
George Knapp.
Yeah. He seems like a really legit, the way he talks, he seems very convincing. But, you know, I would love to visit that place to see for myself.
I know.
And see if whatever they're saying is very, very true. I mean, Ghost Adventures, they went to see it, but I didn't think that they ever really caught. I mean, they did catch a few things. They caught a dark figure, a shadow on camera. But that's, I mean, I mean, it's weird that some of the electronics is not working, like Skinwalker Ranch, but then they do a show and over something their electronics is working. So I kind of, it's just funny how that works, you know what I mean? So,
it's just
weird.
I guarantee
this,
man.
Yeah.
Being out here, I'm sure there's a lot more Skinwalker Ranches that are not sensationalized. It's not promoted. People probably don't really know. People really don't really talk about it because there's a lot of desolate places out here in Nevada and Utah and Arizona, you know, and even California. There's a lot of places that are really mysterious, truly back roads, really scary places that I've seen, and I've had paranormal experiences in these places, you know, and so I'm sure that's just one of many that's been affected out here. I'm sure there's many other places you can go to and have those same experiences that's going on in Skinwalker Ranch. Or maybe
it's weird, you know. It's not to say that, you know, aliens don't exist, or not to say that there's no such thing or whatever. It's possibility, right? I don't know because I've never seen one. I think I've saw one, but I don't think, you know, it could have been something else. But what I'm saying is, like, you have to be very careful with people who make all these claims, because they can easily fool people. As many times I have encountered so many people who can make stories up to make themselves seem like they're kind of more spiritual or more important than you or more gifted or, you know, chosen. Like they have this, there's a saying, it's called the Messiah complex, right? So, like, you know, it's some, like they're the ones, you know. So it's like, you know, you have to be very careful, you know. Most of the people who make these claims are the same ones that trying to make money, like, the, you know, off these things.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there's a lot of those phony type of guys, man. So you got to be very careful. You got to try to really debunk these guys, you know. And it's just not to say that aliens don't exist. I just don't know. I just never seen them.
I got you. Creepy world.
All I know that.
Used to know this. You've been all quiet. Oh, I'm sorry, Lou. Go ahead.
No, all I know is many years ago when I was driving toward in the Teutonic Highway, like 2 in the morning, I was ready to pass out behind the wheel. My kids were in the back seat sleeping. I was scared to pull over because, you know, everything's dark, you know. I'm like, what the hell am I going to do? I can't stay up. Kept slapping myself. And there, right in front of me was a ship, a UFO. And it was like, it didn't go super fast, but it went fast enough where it went from tree to tree across the highway. And it was the most beautiful, the most beautiful thing I ever seen in my life. Huh? Saved
where
my
was
life.
It,
like, it woke me up. It woke me up. Huh?
Where was
you? Trying to probe you?
It was a spaceship, and it had, like, different lights, but it was, like, wasn't, like, a regular airplane lights kind of thing, and it was low, right over the trees.
Hold on, babe.
Oh, the Teutonic. I was leaving Poughkeepsie, going towards New York, and the Teutonic Highway, State Highway, Teutonic, I think I pronounced
you
it
was,
right.
You wasn't on Chronic?
What? No, man.
Okay.
But I thought I was going to die. I thought I was going to die because I had so much. I could keep my eyes open. And I was scared to pull over because it was dark. I'm like, you know, you never know who's going to pull over, you know? I was the only one on the road.
You know who I believe? You know the guy, they made the story of Lewis, you know this film. This came out in the, I think the 70s or early 80s or late 70s. Close Encounters, I think it was. Not Close Encounters, of the first kind. I'm talking about the guy who got abducted. He was the guy who was in the woods. It's a true story.
The guy from New York, Communion?
No, this happened in the 70s in the woods. This happened in the woods. He got abducted. Oh. He saw these lights, and they witnessed. Even his friends saw the whole thing.
Oh,
and about
fire
a week
in the
later,
fire in the sky.
Fire in the sky. There you go. You
met
him?
You know, this is crazy. So I decided to go to Area 51 to check it out. On your way to Area 51, there's this giant, like, alien-looking, I don't know, robot they built. And it's the middle of nowhere. It's a store. And when you go in there, there's just souvenir stuff. They sell, like, alien tequila, all kinds of stuff. And I was in there, and lo and behold, he walks in. I was like, is that Travis Walton? That's his name. I said, just Travis Walton. I went up to him. I was like, are you Travis Walton? He said, yeah, I'm Travis Walton. This guy is tall, man. There's pictures of me and him on Facebook. So if you want to look on
he's
Paranormal.
Tall.
He's tall,
yeah, he's tall.
And we took pictures together. You know, I'll be honest, he was odd. He was like a very odd guy. Like, his demeanor was, like, off to me, you know? Like, there was something just not right with the guy. But I'm not saying he was tired. He seemed like a nice guy. I don't know him. But he was really, really, his demeanor was very low-key and quiet, you know? And so we left. Check this out. We left, took pictures, and I went on my way. And when I got to Area 51, I was at the Alien, right? It's a little restaurant, bar that they have right off the base. And it's a little hotel. If you want to, not, they call it a hotel, but it's more like a trailer you get to stay in. And you have to share with other people. It's interesting, but it was fun. While I'm eating there, he walks in, and he starts eating too. And I was like, twice I'm going to run into this guy? Like, what are the chances of that? Travis Walton. That was odd. But, yeah, you believe that he was abducted is what you're saying.
Yeah, he was in the Joe Rogan show. Joe Rogan interviewed him. Mm-hmm. And the way he talks, the
I've
way
seen
he study his character. Yeah, you see the way he speaks. It's like his hand gestures and the way he talks and his eyes. You can tell that he experienced something that was very scary because he said that was probably the most scariest thing he's ever seen in his entire life. He said he talked about
sure.
scary. He said that was the scariest shit he ever seen in his life. You know?
I'm sure.
Yeah, he said that. He said he has nightmares to this day from dreaming about that day, you know? And, the way he described, he said they were very light. Like, they were very weak, you know? The way he said he pushed them, the way he pushed the alien, that he just flew with no effort, you know?
I've heard that.
Like, oh, shit.
It's not the first time that I've heard that. I've heard that there was this other guy. There's another story. I forgot where it happened. I think it was in Pennsylvania. And there's a story of this guy in a buggy. And he's riding down, and there were two alien beings. So the guy didn't know what to do, right? He was scared. So he just stuck his hand out. So when they stuck their hand out, he grabbed their hand and shook it. But when he shook his hand, he lifted his whole body of this being. That's how light he says this being was. He didn't mean to do it, but he shook him up and down. I don't remember if they took it as an attack or he was a threat, but they let go. Something happened, I know. And then I don't know if he woke up or if he took off, but they were spooked off, and he said that those beings were really light. They had, like, no strength.
Yeah, they got, like, no body fat or nothing, like, no bones. Like, they had no bones or anything like that, you know?
That's what I'm saying. That would make sense. If they're always in space, right, we lose our density if you're in space too long. Your muscles start to deteriorate, your skin, right? So that makes sense.
Did you know who was the first person to say that there was beings on another planet?
The first person to say what?
They was planets and other beings and other worlds and other planets.
No, who was
and
the first
guy
person?
This guy lived in the 1600s. His name is Giordano Bruno. He was an Italian Renaissance philosopher, and the church killed him because of it. That was one of the reasons they hung him and killed him. In fact, he's one of my favorite Renaissance philosophers. But yeah, they killed him and burned him on a stake. He was the first to say that.
I remember that. Why did he say there were aliens?
He didn't say aliens. He didn't use the word aliens. He just says there's other living beings, other planets, and there's other planets. That's exactly what he said.
Imagine how many stories, countless stories are out there of people that were abducted and seen aliens, but they were too frightened to say anything because of that, for persecution and being killed.
Yeah, I mean, some people say Akhenaten was an alien. Maybe the Osiris was an alien, right? But they weren't. You know, so, yeah, I mean, they probably were scared as shit, you know, but were they aliens? I don't think they were, you know.
Did you guys ever see the Twilight Zone episode of UFOs?
Yeah.
Rob Sterling?
No, I've never seen it.
Yeah, I have. I have, yeah.
That was scary when I first saw it as a kid. That was scary.
Yeah, that was one, the black and white one, my Lou?
Yeah, with the old lady?
Yeah, with the old lady, yeah.
Wait, the one where those little robots were coming out?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that one.
Yeah, we were the aliens. We were in a different world.
Did
you guys ever...
It's possible.
Did you guys ever heard the incident in England when we sent our NATO troops, NATO peacekeepers in England, and they were confronted with some UFOs, a UFO?
I never heard about that.
You never heard about it?
That they saw, No. They saw a red light, and they actually went on record of what they saw. It was in the forest.
Yeah, they went out to investigate, right? And when they got down there, they saw lights, and they called a sergeant to go down there, right, with some other guys,
yeah,
some guns. That's the one, right, Lou?
Yeah. I actually got the recording if you want to hear it. I don't know.
Well, you know what that guy said, right? He touched it. And when he touched it, he was given a binary code. Did you hear that?
Wow. No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
I just got the military audio on that. Really?
Yeah. Yeah, if you want to play it, go ahead. Yeah, but the guy, they interviewed him, now. He's an old man now.
Uh-huh.
And he talks about he actually touched whatever it was, and he saw a vision of a binary code. He has the code. He wrote it down because he said it was imprinted in his brain. And when they checked it's a message saying something like they're from the future, from a particular year, but they're humans, and where they're from. But it's from a place in the middle of the sea where there's nothing there. But in that same coordinate that they said that they're from, they believe, uh-huh, thousands of years before them, there was an Atlantis. It's off the coast of Ireland or something, where they believe there was something that was just like Atlantis at one time that existed, but it was no longer there. Go ahead, play the audio.
Nice.
You're talking about Lemuria.
Who? Lemurian?
Lemuria. Yeah, Lemuria is...
I think that's it.
Yeah, Lemuria is another... continent.
Atlantis.
That existed. Yeah, like Atlantis. But
yep.
Atlantis
is not true. Plato spoke about.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's not exactly true. But yeah, Plato did talk about it.
So the coordinates. Well, this place was off the coast of Ireland, and they said that that's where they were from. But like you said, it was people have talked about it before, but that place doesn't exist, or maybe they're underground in the water. I have no idea. But
wow.
I'll post a clip. I'll look for it and post a clip on Spooky News Paranormal on Facebook. But go ahead.
Yeah.
Audio?
Let me see if we can hear it. It's probably a little rough because this is the actual audio, military audio. Audio? Rodeo.
What is wrong with you tonight? Horse?
I know, I can't speak. Check it out.
Paul, who is carrying a mini tape recorder, begins making notes as he observes the craft.
Right on this position here, straight ahead from between the trick. There it is again. Watch, straight ahead off left, left, like this. Oh, there it is. Yeah, I see it too. What is it? We don't know, sir. Can I use some? Yeah, it's a strange, small red light. Looks beyond maybe a quarter and a half mile, maybe further out. I'm going to switch off. The light is gone now. It was approximately 120 degrees. Is it back again?
Yes, sir. As the men investigate the light in the distance, they notice that the farm animals nearby, which had been going crazy, seem to have quieted down.
See, once again, the animals are reacting to it. Oh, man, I watched this over and over. It's a nice film.
That's interesting.
I've seen those red lights, actually.
Have you? Hey, Creepy Steph, have you watched Fire in the Sky?
Nope, I never saw it before.
Oh, you gotta watch it.
You gotta watch it.
Hey, what's it called, Fire in the Sky?
Yeah, you gotta watch that one. Yeah.
It's true. It's a pretty...
It's on Netflix?
Movie.
It's not on Netflix, but I think it's on Prime.
Oh, well, I got all of those things
on
Netflix, so I guess I got something to do tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's on Amazon Prime.
But you know what, though? And Renee, tell me if this is true, right? Because you saw the show, and I've seen – there was a really good show called Paranormal Witness on Discovery Channel. No, not Discovery, Sci-Fi Channel. It's one of the best paranormal shows I've ever seen. And they discontinued it. I don't know why. And on there, man, it had some really good scary stories. And they had his story, but they were very detailed with his experience more than the movie was. And what happened.
Yeah.
Go ahead. That's what I wanted to ask you because...
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say was that in the movie, they did things just for the movie. But a lot of it, if you look at the real story of it, it's way different, way more detail, way more than the movie. They over-exaggerated on the movie part.
Yeah, and if you listen to the true part of it, to me, that's even more scary than the detail that he provided on the true details of what he went through versus what the movie showed. The movie's bad enough, but in reality, when he gives it, what the hell is that? When he gives the actual,
I think Lewis got gas.
He's playing with a snake.
There's the
alien. But
they want to
throw. What happened?
They're gonna probe him.
Oh my God! We're being sitting there getting probed. I guess.
I even lethal if that's what probing sounds like. That sounds painful.
Uh huh.
I don't know. Was it painful, Lou? Ask him. Hello? Lou?
Yep.
Are you there?
Yeah, probe.
You know too much. He took him away. But,
that's what he gets for talking about that blue orb.
Yep.
The blue orb.
They remembered him. They came to get him.
Now
what show was that?
Your show, remember?
Which one?
I was there now, but I saw that.
Yeah.
I saw
the blue beam, right? The blue beam.
Yeah, I saw it. I saw it. Mm-hmm. I was there.
It was beautiful. It had intelligence, definitely.
I tell you this, when I was in Pennsylvania, I was visiting my niece. She has a house over there, and I was talking to her husband. And we were having a conversation. I was in his patio. It was dark. And I was just talking with him. And, you know, he was looking at me. And I'm facing the outside, the sky. He's facing the house, but that's how we're talking. And I saw something move so quick in the corner of my eye. And it zigzagged. Like, it was quick. And I told him, I stopped the conversation. I said, hey, bro, I think. I may have saw a UFO. And he was like, what? I said, because I know it wasn't a shooting star. Shooting stars go, they shoot straight. They don't do zigzags, you know? And I think this thing did a zigzag. It was quick.
Wow.
It was fast, man. And I mean quick. You know, it was quick. But
And that's the thing, right? I've seen a lot of weird things in the sky, but I'm going to tell you right now, I have 100% absolutely had a UFO experience. No doubt about it. I've had a few, and it's hard to say that, man, because even for me to admit this, you know, it just sounds like BS, especially for someone out there that's never seen or had an experience the first thing their thought is, oh, yeah, right, bold man, yeah, okay. Because I would even say that, you know. But I have to tell you, man, I have seen many, many weird things in the sky. And I just don't know what they are. But out of all the things that I've seen, I have to say a good 3 to 4 times, I know for a fact that it was something out of this world. For a fact.
I actually thought the fourth kind was a real story.
That's scary.
When I first heard the movie.
Me too.
But it was fake.
I couldn't see.
It was fake.
I know.
I was disappointed.
Freaked out. Me too, man. I was freaked out. I was like, that's scary as hell. But it was shit. But it's based on true stuff, though, right? Like people disappearing out in Alaska.
Yeah, a little bit. But I thought it was a true story, man. I was like, what?
Yeah,
come
that
on,
guy did
man.
A great Over, job. He did a great job.
Over-exaggerated. But, yeah.
He did a great job. But I got to say, I know that I have seen some weird stuff. Matter of fact, all of us have. Even Creepy Steph says she thinks she saw a UFO one time. I remember that.
I definitely did.
In Long Island? In Long Island?
No,
I was
Long
on
Island.
A Jersey Turnpike.
Oh, Jersey
Turnpike.
What part?
I was driving to Pennsylvania, so I want to say I was between exit maybe 9 and 7A.
Well, you see Pennsylvania again.
Mm-hmm. It was pitch black in one of those spaces that don't have any of the the lights on the side.
Yep. You see a lot of shit out there. Yeah.
You do. You know what? I was in Pennsylvania one time driving back from Canada, and I stopped at this gas station. Behind the gas station was a cemetery. I decided to take a picture. When I went back to look at my pictures, there was one picture. This is true. I've been dying and trying to get this picture, but it's hard for me to find it. I still don't have it. And what it shows is a face on a tombstone, and it looks like it's screaming. It's one of the freakiest like things I've ever caught. And it was, I don't know why I took the picture. I was like, let me take this picture. But definitely Pennsylvania is very eerie, but it's, didn't they fight the Civil War there? Wasn't that part of all the bloodbaths, the Indians? There's a lot of wars that I think went on in Pennsylvania. So I'm not surprised. It's an old state with a lot of history, with a lot of things. But I didn't mean to cut you off. What did you exactly see, Creepy, with the UFO that made you think it was a UFO?
Me?
Yeah.
Apley. So I was in the passenger seat. I was pregnant at the time. And, you know, it's, like I said, it's pitch black driving into Pennsylvania through Jersey on the Jersey Turnpike. And, you know, the sky in Pennsylvania and in Jersey in some areas, there's not a lot of light pollution. So you can literally stare at the sky and see, like, the stars really clearly in the constellations and stuff. So it's pitch black just like that, perfect for, like, stargazing. And sure enough, driving down the road, nobody is on the street because it's, like, 1 o'clock in the morning for the turnpike. And there was this almost light, I can't say light blue. It was like almost like an aquamarine-esque type. Takesh blue color, like the color of the sea by the Greek island, that color blue. And it was in the sky, and it was just stationary, you know, until I focused my gaze on it when I looked at it. And then it darted from one side to the next side, and then it stopped, and it darted from the other side to the other side again. And then I looked at the person I was in the car with and was just like, yo, did you see that shit? And they're just like, you saw that? And we started freaking out. We looked back at it. It's still there. And then it darts and it's gone.
Damn. See, PA's got some creepy, PA got some creepy places over there, man. Any place that has
hear
lights and darkness, man? Creepy, bro. Creepy.
That's like out here, same deal, man. You drive out to the middle of the desert, you see crazy things. You see and hear crazy things out here, man. It's scary. So I get it.
Well, here's a fun fact, right? There's a fun fact I just learned. Fun
what?
Fact. The aliens, they think we're aliens.
I won't be surprised.
That's why they're scared of the show.
Bob Lazar states that that the aliens claim that they experimented, that humans has been experimented about 10 times in the thousands.
I remember you said they brought that up last time, and I remember that it was the Hopis but say the same thing in there. I believe, I don't want to misquote the Hopi, but something about their creation story about them coming back 10 times. And there's going to be one last and final time. I do remember a story being told like that. But, yeah, that's pretty deep that. So he's saying that we came back as different versions. Hey, there you go. That's why we had probably Neanderthals. We had all kinds of weird, right, humanoids that existed before our ancestors. Before us. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, I think one of the things is that scientists are just trying to find where we come from, the origins of where humans derive and how we became the way we are. But I think what they still intelligent, and I think what they should try to find is how to find how we got our consciousness, not in as far as where we come from.
Go ahead.
No, what you were saying.
I've heard that there's like theories on how we receive consciousness, and people think it's because, you know, our ancestors or, you know, those monkey type creatures that existed, or even us, our ancestors, would eat hallucinogens or some sort of like, you know, peyote and stuff like that, not knowing. And that's what brought light to our conscious little slowly but surely. That's just a theory. I think there's a documentary that's made on that, on how we started to gain consciousness with these natural herbs that exist.
Yeah, I mean that's why the story of Atlantis is the story of Atlantis, because the sinking of Atlantis is the sinking of human consciousness, not as a point of a continent. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
you see. So it's now supposedly that we are heading back and rebuilding the new Atlantean continent, meaning consciousness.
Right.
Exactly. So Plato was under oath. You know that, right? So Plato, when he was just talking about Atlantis, he had to stop at a certain point. He had to be like, oh, wait, I'm talking too much. So he was taught these mysteries because he claims that he had an ancestor named Solon who lived 200 years prior to him. Solon was the one that goes to Egypt and gets the story of Atlantis, but passes it on to Plato's ancestors 200 years. So that story of Solon going to Egypt, and the Egyptian priest tells Solon, you Greeks are like children. You don't know mm-hmm. that you're a descendant of a minuscule of a civilization that once existed here. He said, if you go into this island named Saïs, you see these two ancient pillars of an ancient writing of a civilization that lived 9,000 years ago. Now, the main key to that story is two pillars.
Okay.
And that right there would tell you that it's an allegory, it's a metaphor. Everything has two pillars in every story. You have the pillars of Hercules, and in fact, that's where supposedly Atlantis went. But if you look at Hercules, he breaks down two pillars. Samson broke down two pillars, right?
That's
Jesus was
yeah.
crucified between two thieves, two pillars.
That's true.
So we have the pillars is the yin and the yang. It's the negative and the positive, right? In fact, they believe that the pillars, is the equinox, the summer, the solstice, the equinox, summer and winter. Exactly, the duality. So it's not as in point of a real continent, but it's the sinking of human consciousness, because the story of Atlantis, Plato states that the Atlanteans overindulge and they abuse the wisdom and knowledge to a point where planet Earth was saying, I can't give no more. They gave up and destroyed them. You see? So that flood, that's where the flood comes. And it sunk.
The flood?
The flood of Atlantis.
The flood of Dominion Calacalacol?
Exactly. The flood of the the flood of the Taino. Because if you think of every indigenous culture, what they talk about is a flood.
Yes, they have a flood.
Everything is flood, everything.
At the base, on this world.
Because the water, you know, if you understand what water is a symbol of consciousness. That's what it represents.
Mm-hmm.
It's subconsciousness. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, subconsciousness.
Mm-hmm. That everlasting flow, no thought necessary. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Exactly. The moon controls the weather. In fact, Maria,
the word Maria, and Latin means sea, the ocean. So how do we say sea in Spanish?
Mar.
The ocean. Mar, Maria, you see? So you get the word marine biology, and Jesus' mother was?
Mary?
Maria. Mary. Maria.
Maria.
His wife was Mary Magdalene, right? In fact,
yeah.
Magdalene is the word for Selene, or which is another word for moon. You see?
Okay. What is that? Moon.
It means the moon. Selene means the moon.
Oh, the moon, the moon. Oh, I see.
Yeah, Selene. So you have, it's just a metaphor. It's just a metaphor. So there's this, everything with water represents a subconsciousness mind.
Wow. Wow. That's,
so that thinking of Atlantis was just thinking of human consciousness. That's all it was. Nothing more.
Wow, this show is turning freestyle. Starter people. Well, guess what? Tomorrow, we're going to do a show on Taino Hour, Study Hour, and it's going to be about supreme beings. Who are the
Arts? Yeah, I'm going to be on. I'm going to try to tune in.
Yeah, because there's a lot of conflicting stuff. There's a lot of conflicting stories. Is it a woman? Is it masculine, feminine? But we're going to tackle it tomorrow.
Oh, I can go on that one, Lou. You know, this.
What time
is
the show?
What time is it?
10:30.
10:30
Eastern.
Okay.
Eastern time.
Who's gonna be?
Oh, I'll be at work. Oh yeah, I'll be able to tap on about a half hour later. Okay. Who's
talking
about
the origins?
I want to listen.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
The origins. What is the what is the supreme being all about in the traditional understanding? You know.
Very good. Well, we're running out of time now, anyway, right?
Yeah.
We're way over. We're in the second hour. We just completed 2 hours, bro.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah. So I guess
so we'll
we should
cut
pretty much end the show. Everything.
But we do have an elder. But we do have an elder, bro. Wait, we have an elder.
Before you put, go ahead. I said, don't hang up.
Oh, we have an elder.
I want to make some announcements.
But what happened?
Who's the elder?
Who's going to talk?
I wanted to make some announcements before you close it.
All right, cool.
Before you end the show. Oh, okay.
Well, I got one more caller. I got one more caller.
Oh, we do? All right.
Yeah, he's an elder. He's an elder. South America. He has some insight from the South American tribes. This is great. Can't believe it. It's so late.
Sapada, 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 sapada. Oh, dale, sapada, sapada, sapada.
Great sense of humor. He got you, man. He got you.
I swear that's Lou. I swear that was you singing that song. But, no, I just want to say thank everyone for tuning in for the Spooky Lou show. It's always a pleasure. If you want to follow, please follow Unknown New Mexico on Facebook. Follow Spooky Lou's Paranormal on Facebook. And tune in, you know, contact us, send us emails. If you have any stories you'd like to talk about, or if you'd like to hear about any particular topics, keep us posted. Let us know. Where can they contact us, Lou?
They can contact us at TainoRadio1491@gmail.com. Or go to TainoRadio.com.
Yeah, or you can leave a message on Spooky Lou Facebook. I have a SpookyLou44@gmail.com, I believe. I don't know my email. But, yeah, do you guys have any last words, Renee, or Creepy?
No, thank you,
Renee,
for coming on to the show. It's always a good time when you're on.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me, guys. I'm always looking forward for these conversations. I love these creepy stuff, you know, so... Hopefully, you guys have another great episode on paranormal. you know, next Monday, you know. Yeah, what's going to be the next
one? We will.
That's a good question. That's a good question.
Well, we're working on a particular show. Yeah, well, I don't want to announce it yet, but you know what I think the next show should be? I think it should be about Men in Black.
That's
what I think the next show should be. What do you guys think?
That's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one.
I don't want them to show up here.
That's all right.
You're going to get probed. People are going to get probed, man. You're going to get probed.
I Let's do Men in Black. That's what we'll do next week, Jen. So everybody tune in. I want to thank you for whoever listened. You can always download the podcast as well. And everyone have a good night.
Very good, man. All right. Wolf Total. Black Flag is here to protect us.
We'll be right back.